You know, my previous life, I wrote for a couple of newspapers. And, you know, we've all been in a situation where we've got a story idea and it just doesn't pan out. Right? I mean, you go in with a preconceived notion about a story. I'm going to write about this and it doesn't pan out. You call your editor and you say, hey, you know what we're talking about? It's not happening. It's not there. Page 45 of the Toronto Sun today. And the fact that it's on page 45 probably tells you all you need to know. And I probably shouldn't even be giving the dude airtime. But it's a column by Joe Warmington, who I don't know. I mean, I know of his reputation. Boy, do I know of his reputation. Now, Joe Warmington, skews to the right of the political spectrum, which is fine. You know, I mean, there have to be people who are on the political right. He's just not, he doesn't appear to be very bright. Joe Warmington has several agendas. You remember him as the guy who was way, way, way up Rob Ford's ass the entire time. He was an apologist and is an apologist for the Ford family. Basically, every crackpot right-wing lunatic in this city, Joe Warmington's their guy. Now, Joe Warmington, of course, and this is, look, fish in a barrel for you know, a right-wing newspaper. I get this. National anthems, fish in a barrel. Soldiers, police officers, you know, honoring service, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole anthem thing, I mean, it's a wheelhouse, and that's fine. I have no problem. Every writer has something that's in their wheelhouse. Every writer has a soapbox that they get up on. That's why people read them. It's not, you know, it's not done to sell papers, though, because I hate to tell you, newspaper buying is a habit. Nobody's going to run out and buy the Toronto Sun because somebody tells them Joe Warmington has a column. They'll go and read it online or find one of the free websites you can find that and read it. But anyhow, so Joe Warmington goes out to the Raptors game last night. And Joe Warmington took a shot at the Raptors, you know, from a distance, right? This was when the Raptors were in Vancouver and he was in Toronto. And he took a shot at the Raptors. You remember that protest they did during the national anthem where they locked arms. And of course, we all know about the anthem protest in the United States, which I'm fine with. And I've laid my cards on the table quite often. I grew up in a military family. I've got a cousin who's in the military. Yeah, I went to university on a military scholarship. Partly. So I feel completely comfortable talking about this. You know, if I had my way, you wouldn't play national anthems at sports events. And you've heard me say this for a variety of reasons. It's not a political gathering. The idea that you were honoring fallen soldiers, quite frankly, is bull. I would be willing to bet that 90% of the people don't think about anything during the national anthem. Hell, you go to a game now and they don't even let the anthem singer finish. You've got yahoos, you know, braying during the anthem. Yeah, and don't get me started on anthem singers. Everybody's got to put their own spin on it. Everybody's got to take a, you know, 1 minute and 20 second song and turn it into, you know, in a Gata de Vida, 20 minute stretched out. You know, look at how many notes I can hit and how many notes I can hold for how long I can hold them. Anyhow, Warmington didn't like the protest, which is fine. You know, I mean, I made the point. You play the national anthem to a sports event. You turn it into a political event at a time when political tensions are high. You should expect some form of protest and sack up and deal with it. It's the right of every individual to protest. And yeah, Warmington apparently saw this was some sort of affront to him that the Raptors as a team would decide to do this. Okay, that's fine. So he's at the Raptors game last night. And clearly he has an agenda. he's hoping that the Raptors do something. I don't know, they all take a knee or they all raise their right fist or something like that. I mean, that clearly. But apparently the Raptors last night, and I admit, I was not at the game last night. Apparently, this is what he said, when the amazing Doug Tranquada, I guess amazing, depending on your definition of the word amazing, belted out the Star Spangled Banner, the Raptors were facing West, and it was obvious they were not linking arms as they did in the preseason. All right. It was also noticeable that none of the players had their hands to their hearts, as some Americans do out of respect. It looked like the protest was over. However, when Tranquada started the Canadian anthem, the players respectfully turned towards center court where the Canadian flag was being unveiled. From behind, it looked like something different. Here we go. With each player standing with their hands behind their back in position as if they were handcuffed. Are you kidding me? And then he says, they tell me it was nothing like that. Just a mere classic player pose and not a person arrested by police pose. What a... I mean, to be blunt... there's now a rule on how we hold our hands during the anthem. Joe, I put my hands in my pocket. Sometimes I scratch my back. Sometimes I hold them behind my back. Sometimes I fold them in front. Sometimes I'm on my iPhone. Sometimes I'm getting water. Sometimes I'm taking a piss. Now here, and what we have here basically, is a guy showing up to game hoping that a bunch of black athletes do something so he can write a column on it. That's what it is, man. I don't see Joe Warmington ripping on goaltenders in hockey because they go through a whole bunch of gymnastics during the freaking anthem. You ever watch that? You ever seen a goaltender stand straight up during the anthem? Hell no. But that's different. Joe Warmington wanted a bunch of African-American athletes to do something so he could write about it. They didn't. I mean, I don't know. I get maybe it was they were holding their hands, imitating they were in handcuffs. Maybe they just wanted to hold their hands behind their back. I don't know. But God almighty, man. Give your head a shake. And then, of course, he goes... A special note, Toronto police were there in their traditional paid duty roles, which are really so vital to every game at the Air Canada Centre. Without the police participation there, no one would be safe. I'm never against anyone protesting, but I think that kind of thing should be done down at police headquarters or City Hall, not during our national anthems, when we all give thanks for our free countries, thanks to the soldiers who died for that reality. Hey, it's fine. I mean, you can be a crackpot and hold crackpot views about the anthem. I don't mind. But go out and do... Widen your view. Quote, I want to see a column on why the white goaltenders don't stand at attention during the anthem, Joe. I want you to write that. I'm sorry that the African-American dudes on the Raptors didn't give you a red meat. I'm sorry for that. I mean, honest to God, that is an embarrassment to the profession of journalism. It's an absolute embarrassment to the profession of journalism.